What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss. A little bit longer with me. Chris Muller will be waiting patiently live at the Rivers Casino. A 2 o'clock start time for him. Pirates baseball next door this afternoon. You can listen to that game on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. Another Skeens day. Paul Skeens, the phenom, 22 years old. 5-0, a 2.12 ERA. In his last seven starts, the man has been stellar. 43-plus innings, 57 strikeouts, just 8 walks. His ERA is 2.08 in those last seven starts. He is 4-0 in that time. His worst start out of that group, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 8 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Against the Dodgers about a month ago, the 5th of June in 2024. He has gone at least 6 innings in every start otherwise. Sometimes he has gone into or completed the 7th inning, and at most he has allowed 2 runs against him. Again, with the exception of that start against the Dodgers. That's how damn good this guy has been. An absolute ringer for the Pirates every 5 days. The lineup is out. Here is what it looks like. I know Limits gave it to you before or during the last update. Andrew McCutchen will lead off and be the DH. Brian Reynolds bats second out in left field. O'Neill Cruz batting third at shortstop. Rowdy Tellez, the first baseman, hits cleanup. Nick Gonzalez in the number 5 spot at second base. Josh Palacios hitting number 6 in right field. Ke'Bryan Hayes, 7th at third base. Jack Sawinski hitting 8th in center field. And Yasmani Grandal, the catcher, batting number 9. Out of that lineup, you have 3 guys with 10-plus homers. They all come in the first third of that batting order. Brian Reynolds has 17. O'Neill Cruz with 14. Andrew McCutchen with 12. And then you have Rowdy Tellez in the cleanup spot with 8. Jack Sawinski, actually the 4th most home runs in that Pirates lineup today. He does have 9, even though he is hitting just 184. They will oppose Aaron Civale of the Brewers, formerly of the Tampa Bay Rays, not having a good year. 29-year-old righty, 2-6, a 5.18 earned run average. His last 2 starts against the Pirates, however, he has stymied them a little bit. Now, one of them was last year around this time. It was July 19th. This was in a game in Pittsburgh. Both of these starts have been in Pittsburgh. This time it's in his home ballpark. 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, and 1 walk. And then the last time out, which was just a few weeks back at PNC Park, June 23rd, another frustrating Pirates loss. Five innings, one earned run on three hits. He walked one and struck out three, all on just 61 pitches in that game. So in short order, he dismantled the, I wouldn't say dismantled, but he took care of the Pirates lineup pretty easily five innings in. And this is a guy who is not a good pitcher. Like, let's not get this mixed up here. He is not a good pitcher. He's got an ERA above five. He's allowed 53 runs in 92 innings. He has a strikeout per inning average. He's walked 30 guys. He's given up almost 20 homers. He's 2-6 on the season. I do not want to see him do this again to the Pirates this afternoon. This is what I was saying yesterday with Chris. We were talking about how good of a feeling it was that they won the first game by such an easy margin. You know, took care of business. It was really no concern. They won 12-2. I said, okay, they could lose the second game, which they did. They could lose that any which way. It would be really frustrating to me to feel really good after that first game, lose the second game, and then lose game three by a score of 1-0 or 2-1 or maybe 3-2. Paul Skeens pitches another great game, another quality start, and you find yourself leaving Milwaukee with only one win out of the three. That would leave a really sour taste in my mouth.
And that start was against the Pirates for the Rays before he was traded to Milwaukee. And it was a game where Paul Skeens pitched. Seven innings, six hits, one run, eight strikeouts. We've seen this story before with Aaron Civale against the Pirates, but it was with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, he, again, not a very good player, but he found a way to get it done against the Pirates. Now, a couple of years ago, you pull up your baseball reference page. Back during the COVID year, September 26th of 2020, let's see a game like that. The Pirates rocked him around. He gave up eight earned runs in four innings. Let's see something like that today. Let's see something like that. I mean, you give Paul Skeens eight runs, it's game over. It's absolutely game over. I think if you give the guy three runs, it's game over. If you give him four, you might as well just start the buses to the airport and get your way to Chicago. And that's another thing. The Pirates can make up some nice ground in the wild card race leading up to the All-Star break. They are three games back as of right now. Atlanta has a control over that first one at 51-40. They have a 4.5 game lead. St. Louis in the second spot at 48-44. San Diego 49-47. Then you have the Mets, who are a half game back. The Diamondbacks are a game and a half back. The Giants 2.5 back. And then there's the Pirates. There are still just a logjam of teams in the National League that are in that mix for a playoff spot out of the National League. And the Pirates find themselves there, and they are going to play the White Sox this weekend before the end of the first half. The White Sox are the worst team in baseball. They are 27-68. Now, here's what would really set me over the edge in a pissed off manner. If they do somehow not take two out of three against the White Sox, if they lose that series in Chicago, that is unacceptable. You have to take two out of three in that series. No ifs, ands, or buts.
It was unacceptable when they got swept by the Mets and swept by the A's in, what, like a two-week span?
Yep.
Which is the low point of the season so far this year. But if you can't beat Chicago, going in, surprisingly, for whatever reason, especially when they were really good, but even in like 16, 17, and 18, the Pirates have always been pretty decent in that last series, last two series before the All-Star break. And they ride into the break with some momentum. It has not happened the last couple of seasons. But the White Sox are the perfect opponent to be able to do so against.
Yeah, I mean, they're 25 games out of a playoff spot in the American League. They're 27-68. They're almost 40 games below 500. You have to take advantage in that spot this weekend. I mean, perfect scenario here would be a win today, and then you sweep Chicago going into the break, and hey, now we're in business here, because that would actually get the Pirates at the unofficial halfway point at the All-Star break. A win today and then a sweep of the White Sox would have the Buccos at 500. They would be at 48-48 if they would win today and take care of business this weekend. Now, that's perfect scenario. We know with this team they can't win or lose more than three games at a time. 412-928-9370. So the Buccos getting set for the Brewers in about 25 minutes time. 2:10 first pitch in Milwaukee. You can listen to the game on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. Coming up, we finish things off with text in the city.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.